This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the always lovely and talented star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today? I'm waxing nostalgic myself.
Oh, are you? What's going on?
I was harking back. It's Halloween fall. The leaves falling always kind of reminds me of, actually only for 1 year, but this time last year when we were talking about single-payer health care. And do you remember where you were when single-payer died? I do.
I was probably here.
I was recording a Capitol Steps radio show. Yeah. So I thought we might go back a little and wax a little nostalgic today.
All right, here we go.
Barack, what are you doing in my organic garden on Halloween night?
Well, Michelle, I am waiting here for the single-payer insurance option to rise from the pumpkin patch.
What?
Every year, the single-payer option rises from the pumpkin patch and, supported by a broad bipartisan coalition, flies through the airwaves and delivers quality, government-run health care at an affordable price for all the good little boys and girls.
Oh, Barack, not again. When will you stop believing in the single-payer option?
When you stop believing in that fat guy with the beard who keeps talking about the North Pole.
Honey, that's just Al Gore. He's harmless.
No, I mean Santa. Well, let's face it, Santa and single-payer, both implausible. Santa just has better publicity.
Well, do you really think it will come?
I know it will come. Because I have the most sincere single-payer option pumpkin patch in the whole world.
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
House Minority Leader John Boehner.
Look at you sitting there waiting for single-payer option. What a great way to spend political capital. Here, this might help.
Ooh, did he give you some support? Did he deliver a block of votes?
I got a rock.
Oh, just wait. Single payer will be here.
It's just that I think everyone would love single payer if they just knew about it. How do I reach middle America? How do I get the public to pay attention?
Hey, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yep. Sex tape.
No. Would you like to hide in a runaway balloon?
We'd get press worldwide if we fool the news buffoons.
We'll appear on TV screens together, you and I.
And we can fly.
It's worth a try.
Up, up and away, this plan cannot lose. We'll make the news by noon.
The names our daughters will use will change someday. Sasha and Falcon, that's more cinematic.
And if by chance they show us on live TV, it will be so dramatic when I'm found in the attic.
We'll be everywhere.
I'll shout single payer and everyone will swoon.
It's a clever plan to finally reach the middle class.
And then at last, healthcare will pass.
Oh, Elena, they didn't get the single payer, but they did basically get a situation where the Republicans still hate it. A lot of the Democrats hate it, too.
That's right.
And now they got a run on it, so that's fun.
That's right, and I can't believe it's been 1 year since Falcon went up in that balloon, and where is he now? I don't hear any more about him.
Not sure. I think they ended up moving from where they were, but that story went away really quickly, thankfully for all of us.
Sure did. Sure did. Well, we've got the Chilean miners this year, and next year we'll be talking about them.
Exactly right. Real quickly, before we let you go, were you partying like it was 1991 this week with the whole Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill story?
Oh, we were. That's what we should have brought back today. That would have been fun. We certainly had a lot of fun with them. 19 years ago.
Yeah, hard to believe.
My goodness. Yep. That and Honda recalls, everything comes around again.
That's why you record these things and don't just do them live, because the story will eventually come back. It's just a matter of time. Elena, always great to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Okay, thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.